ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the battle over an agriculture visa is still being fought out within the Australian government. The Nationals Party, which is in coalition with the Liberal Party in government, has been demanding a new visa to bring more workers onto Australian farms. But Pacific Island leaders fear that would kill off the seasonal workers program, and some Liberal ministers within the government are also resisting any change. Now the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has indicated that a compromise is likely, but he's declared that any new visa would be carefully regulated and won't be open slather for employers. Here's our Pacific Affairs reporter, Stephen Jedgetts.
The debate over the agriculture visa is turning into a saga. Last month, the Nationals were flagging that an announcement of a new visa was imminent, but they were overruled within days after senior Liberals warned it could hurt the seasonal workers program and undermine Australia's relationship with Pacific Island countries. Since then, both sides have gone back to the drawing board. The Prime Minister says the government has to strike a balance.
The Pacific Islander scheme has the priority in our program. Of course it does, and that's the assurance I give to all of the Pacific Island leaders who we've been engaging closely with. But we also know there are limits to how much that scheme can meet the overall demand.
The new Immigration Minister, David Coleman, has been charged with overseeing the policy debate and its rollout. He's watching his words very carefully.
There have been some calls from farmers' groups and from agricultural groups to say that they think that the system could be better matched to their needs. That's something we're looking at very closely.
But the Prime Minister has made one thing clear: it won't be open slather. Some farmers' groups want workers to come in without being sponsored by an employer, but Scott Morrison is signalling any new visa is likely to be tightly regulated.
And I want to be absolutely certain that those who are going to work in these areas and going to work in those environments are properly looked after and properly catered for. We've seen some things in the past which hasn't thrilled me, frankly, and this is a deal. This is a compact when we do these things, where we allow people to go and take on that work where there are real shortages and Australians can't do the work. They've also got to be treated properly, and I'll be keeping a very close eye on that.
But beyond that, the actual scope and scale of the new visa remains a mystery. Pacific leaders feared the ag visa would target lower-skilled workers, replacing those coming from the Pacific to pick fruit under the seasonal workers program. But yesterday, the Assistant Trade Minister, Mark Coulton, told Pacific Beat the new visa would likely be focused on more highly skilled workers.
Certainly my understanding of where we need to go on that is is more skilled opportunities for people around the agriculture sector in diesel mechanics, plant operators. I think that an ag specific visa would work hand in hand with the Pacific Islander guest workforce.
But the Prime Minister still seems to be more focused on fruit pickers.
Where there is real shortages, you can't let the fruit rot on the vine. And I get that.
Either way, champions of the seasonal workers program are wary of any change. Stephen Howes from the Australian National University says skilled workers can already get into Australia quite easily.
The idea that now we need an agricultural visa to bring in skilled labourers really doesn't make much sense either, because we already have what used to be called the 457, which is still a temporary skilled visa, and that has on it a number of agricultural occupations, including the example that Mr. Coulter mentioned of a diesel mechanic.
He maintains that if farmers need more workers, then the best thing Australia can do is expand and improve the seasonal workers program.
So it's the same issue that we already have a number of visas. What is it? What is the gap that a new agricultural visa is meant to fill? That's as unclear now as it was when the issue first arose.
There might be an answer to that question before the end of the year.